Good evening. This is Akashvani. I am Valsa Williams with the news at 9. The headlines. Prime Minister Narendra Modi says Bodo Peace Accord not just benefited the Bodo community but opened avenues for many more peace accords. India, Nepal, Bangladesh launch first trilateral power flow transaction to boost sub-regional connectivity. Hectic campaign continues for assembly polls in Maharashtra and Jharkhand. Top leaders of several parties hold multiple rallies and roadshows. Developed countries must mobilize $1.3 trillion annually till 2030. For climate change, India urges at COP29 climate summit. President Anurakumara Dissanayake's NPP registers landslide victory in Sri Lankan parliamentary elections. And in T20 cricket, match between India and South Africa underway at Johannesburg. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said the Bodo Peace Accord had not just benefited the Bodo community but also opened avenues for many more peace accords. Addressing the first Bodoland Mahotsav in New Delhi this evening, Mr. Modi said, due to peace accords, more than 10,000 youths have given up arms and violence in Assam alone and joined the mainstream. He said the central government has given a special package of 1,500 crore rupees for the development of Bodoland.
सिर्फ असम में ही 10,000 से ज्यादा युवाओं ने हथियार छोड़ा, हिंसा का रास्ता छोड़ा है. ये विकास की मुख्य धारा में वापस लौटे हैं. किसी ने कल्पना नहीं की थी कि कार्बी एंगलोंग समझौता, ब्रू रियांग समझौता, एनएलएफटी त्रिपुरा समझौता, ये सारी बातें एक दिन सच्चाई बन जाएगा और ये आप सबके सहयोग के कारण ये सब संभव हुआ है साथ.
Mr. Modi said the Assam government has also given a special development package. More than 700 crore rupees has been spent to develop infrastructure related to education, health and culture in Bodoland. Earlier in the day, Prime Minister Narendra Modi inaugurated and laid the foundation stone for multiple development projects worth over 6,600 crore rupees from Jamui in Bihar on the occasion of Janjatiya Gaurav Divas, marking the birth anniversary of Bhagwan Birsa Munda. The projects are aimed at uplifting tribal communities and improving infrastructure in rural and remote areas of the region. India, Nepal and Bangladesh have achieved a major milestone in energy cooperation with the launch of the first power transaction of up to 40 megawatt from Nepal to Bangladesh via the Indian grid. Union Minister for Power Manohar Lal jointly inaugurated the power flow from Nepal to Bangladesh. In a statement, the Ministry of Power noted that the start of this power flow is expected to boost sub-regional connectivity in the power sector. A tripartite power sales agreement between NTPC, Vidyut Vyapar Nigam, Nepal Electricity Authority and Bangladesh Power Development Board was signed last month in Kathmandu, Nepal. Energy has become the spinal cord for economic growth and development. Minister of Petroleum and Natural Gas Hardeep Singh Puri said this while addressing a gathering in Greater Noida today. Mr. Puri highlighted that nearly 67 million people visit petrol pumps every day and this surging demand is expected to drive 25% of the global increase in energy consumption over the next two decades.
On the other aspects of the energy scenario, with projects pertaining to hydrogen blending in natural gas pipelines, localization of electrolyzer-based technologies, promotion of bio pathways for green hydrogen production being pursued aggressively, we are set to become a global champion in production and exports of hydrogen, and which is set to emerge as the hub for green hydrogen, which everybody will agree is the fuel of the future.
In Jharkhand, allegations and counter-allegations between leaders of NDA and India bloc have intensified to garner support of the people. Addressing an election rally at Tundi in Dhanbad, senior BJP leader Rajnath Singh alleged the corrupt Hemant Soren government has tarnished the image of Jharkhand. Criticizing the BJP, senior Congress leader Rahul Gandhi said, only the constitution can save the interest of poor and tribal people of Jharkhand. Addressing an election meeting at Bermo in Bokaro, Mr. Gandhi exhorted people to vote in favor of the India Alliance to further speed up development of the state.
हम कहते हैं कि देश को संविधान के माध्यम से चलाना चाहिए हम कहते हैं संविधान मजबूत करना चाहिए और बीजेपी और आरएसएस संविधान को खत्म करना चाहते हैं यह संविधान अंबेडकर जी का संविधान है फूले जी का संविधान है बिरसा मुंडा जी गांधी जी इन सब की आवाज इस संविधान के अंदर है और बीजेपी कहती है कि इस संविधान को खत्म कर देना चाहिए
Leaders of AJSU and left parties also addressed poll rallies and held roadshows in different parts of the state. The second and final phase of polling will be on the 20th of this month, while counting will take place on the 23rd of November. With just 3 days left for the Maharashtra Assembly election campaign, candidates are ramping up rallies and meetings. BJP President JP Nadda highlighted the party's achievements in defence, internal security and counter-terrorism at a rally in Thane. Senior BJP leader and Union Minister Amit Shah, speaking in Umarkhed, criticised the Congress for failing to fulfil promises and defended Prime Minister Narendra Modi's commitments, including amending the Waqf Board law, despite opposition.
हमने वादे किए हैं कि लाड़की बहनों को अगले 5 साल तक अभी 1500 रुपया मिल रहा है 2100 रुपये का चेक आपके बैंक अकाउंट में जमा हो जाए 3 लाख तक का किसानों का ऋण माफ होगा किसान खाद खरीदेगा ट्रैक्टर खरीदेगा इस पर SGST को माफ कर दिया जाएगा कोई टैक्स नहीं लगेगा
On the other hand, NCP SP Chief Sharad Pawar at a Sangli rally alleged the BJP aims to change the constitution. Congress leader Ramesh Chennitala demanded the BJP clarify its stand on the caste census, while Shiv Sena UBT Chief Uddhav Thackeray criticised the government over low soybean MSP, promising a hike under MVA rule. In our series on constituency profiles, tonight we take a look at the Ghansawangi constituency of Jalna district in Maharashtra. The state is going to poll in a single phase on the 20th of this month, a report.
In the Ghansawangi constituency of Jalna district, Shiv Sena has nominated Hikmat Udan to compete against Rajesh Tope from the Nationalist Congress Sharad Chandra Pawar party. Sitting MLA Rajesh Tope is a 5-time MLA and former health minister. Satish Ghatge, who recently joined the BJP, and former Shiv Sena MLA Shivaji Chothe are contesting as independent candidates. Antarwali Sarathi, a focal point of the Maratha reservation movement, is part of this constituency. Long-standing problems with sugarcane mill Fair sugarcane prices are issues in the constituency. Samarjit Thakur, Akashwani News, Chhatrapati Sambhajinagar.
Uttar Pradesh Public Service Commission UPPSC has rescheduled the PCS preliminary examination 2024 to December 22nd. To accommodate the needs of competitive exam candidates, the examination will be conducted in a single day rather than over 2 days as originally planned for December 7th and 8th. The revised exam will take place on December 22nd in 2 shifts from 9:30 a.m. to 11:30 a.m. and 2:30 p.m. to 4:30 p.m. The budgetary allocation for the 8 northeastern states has been hiked by 4 times after the Narendra Modi-led government came to power in 2014. This was stated by Union Minister of Communication and Development of Northeast Region, Donor Jyotiraditya Sindhya, while briefing the media after a review meeting on the developmental works in Tripura today. He alleged that during the Congress-led UPA rule, the budgetary allocation was a meagre 24,000 crore rupees for a year, which has been increased to 1,03,00 crore rupees. The minister said the central government is actively working and extending support to the state government of Dr. Manik Saha, who was also present in the review meeting. This is Akashwani giving you the news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our X handle at AIR News Alerts. And for details of stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and download News on AIR app. India highlighted the impact of climate change is increasingly becoming evident in the form of frequent disasters. At the COP29 summit at Baku in Azerbaijan, India delivered the statement on behalf of like-minded developing countries at the high-level ministerial on climate finance in the COP29 summit yesterday. Delivering the statement, Additional Secretary, Environment Ministry, Naresh Pal Gangwar said there is a need for heightened ambitions on climate action. India's intervention reiterated that the developed countries need to commit to provide and mobilize at least $1.3 trillion every year till 2030. Sri Lanka's ruling President Anura Kumaradesanayake's National People's Power has secured a landslide victory with a two-third majority in parliament. The leftist coalition won 159 seats in the 225-member house. The main opposition, Samaji Jana Balavyagaya, led by Sajith Premadasa, came a distant second, securing 40 seats, while Ilankai Tamil Arasu Kadichi secured 8 seats. More from our Colombo correspondent.
The ruling National People's Power Coalition had a strong showing across the island as it swept 21 out of 22 electoral districts. The coalition also recorded the best ever performance in terms of seats and vote share in a parliamentary election. By securing a two-thirds majority, President Dissanayake's government has now a strong mandate to follow the promised reforms to combat corruption and reduce the cost of living in the crisis-stricken island. The election has also thrown surprises as several former ministers have failed to secure a seat in the parliament, while major parties that dominated the political landscape of Sri Lanka have been left at the sidelines. Ahmed Moeen Farooqi, Akashwani News, Colombo.
The World Health Organization has reported a significant surge in measles cases worldwide in 2023. According to a newly released report by the WHO, 10.3 million cases of measles were reported globally last year, an increase of 20% from 2022. The report said nearly 107,500 people died from measles worldwide in 2023, with children under the age of 5 being hit the hardest. In Uttar Pradesh, Dev Deepavali was celebrated today at the ghats of major rivers on the occasion of Kartik Purnima at Varanasi. Vice President Jagdeep Dhankar inaugurated Namo Ghat in the presence of Governor Anandibhen Patel, Chief Minister Yogi Adityanath, and Union Minister Hardeep Singh Puri in Varanasi. After this, Dev Deepavali started with the lighting of 11 lakh lamps on the 84 ghats, Ganga Aarti, laser show and green fireworks. Guru Nanak Jayanti or Gurupurab is being celebrated with religious fervour in the country and across the world. The day marks the birth of the first Sikh Guru, Guru Nanak Dev, who laid the foundation of Sikhism. This year, devotees are celebrating the 555th birth anniversary of Guru Nanak Dev Ji. The fourth and final T20I between India and South Africa is currently underway at the Wanderers Stadium in Johannesburg. India were 81 for 1 in 7 overs when reports last came in. Earlier, India won the toss and opted to bat first. India, leading the series 2-1, is aiming for a series win. The air quality in Delhi NCR continues to be in the very poor category, with an air quality index AQI of 386 at 8 this evening. The India Meteorological Department has forecast that Delhi and NCR are likely to experience smog and shallow fog during the night and morning hours over the next 2 days. And now, before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Prime Minister Narendra Modi says Bodo Peace Accord not just benefited the Bodo community, but opened avenues for many more peace accords. India, Nepal, Bangladesh launch first trilateral power flow transaction to boost sub-regional connectivity. Hectic campaign continues for assembly polls in Maharashtra and Jharkhand. Top leaders of several parties hold multiple rallies and roadshows. Developed countries must mobilize $1.3 trillion annually till 2030 for climate change, India urges at COP29 climate summit. President Anura Kumaradesanayake's NPP registers landslide victory in Sri Lankan parliamentary elections. And in T20 cricket, match between India and South Africa underway at Johannesburg. That is all in the news at 9. Good night.